And this month is, as every month is, an exciting one for space exploration. NASA's Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, also known thankfully as TESS, has been busily discovering exoplanets. In the works, too, is Minerva Australis, an exoplanet observatory designed to follow up on TESS's discoveries, being built at the University of Southern Queensland's Mount Kent Observatory. Joining us now from the University of Southern Queensland is Jonathan Horner, a professor of astrophysics there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's always a pleasure. Good to talk to you again.
Of course. And so can you tell us a bit about the TESS mission and sort of like, you know, what's it meant to be doing?
TESS is basically the follow-up to that incredibly successful Kepler spacecraft that did the first real census of planets around other stars. Kepler did this amazing thing of basically sitting there out in space, staring at one tiny patch of the night sky for several years continuously without blinking. Mm-hmm. And it found 2,500 planets and about another 2,500 that we're pretty sure are there, but we can't follow up from the ground. So we're forever going to be candidates rather than confirmed. We just don't have enough information to say for certain. TESS is the successor. TESS is looking at brighter stars across the whole of the night sky. Instead of focusing at one tiny patch of the sky, TESS is gradually spinning around and pivoting. So it's looking at strips of the sky that are essentially from the equator to the zenith, that long, 90 degrees long, looks at each one for a month, then rotates to the left and looks at the next for a month and so on. So over the course of 2 years, it will do the entire southern hemisphere, then the entire northern hemisphere, and then hopefully go on to an extended mission where it looks for longer and longer to find more and more planets. And the forecast is that once everything is fully ironed out, it could discover tens of thousands of planets over the next few years.
So you've been working actually, with TESS's results at the University of Southern Queensland, if I understand correctly. What have you been, you know, trying to do with it?
We're part of this global endeavour to follow up on TESS's observations. So the TESS spacecraft reports back that it thinks it's seen a planet transiting a star. It sees the star dim and then brighten again in a fairly characteristic way, and maybe do that more than once. So our planet's going around the star, and every time it passes between us and the star, it blocks out some of the light. The star dims and then brightens again. One orbit later, it dims and brightens again. To learn more about that and to confirm that it really is all that it seems to be, we need observatories on the ground to follow up on it and do really detailed observations. And what we've been building here at USQ is really the only dedicated Southern Hemisphere instrument that is solely focusing on following up on TESS observations, basically. So we're going up to the mountain, we're automating things, so eventually we'll be able to do it from the comfort of our own homes. But we're, every night that it's clear, gazing at these stars that TESS is observing, trying to confirm the planets that they found, as part of this big international network where everybody's working together to make these great discoveries.
So how big is this Minerva Australis project? Like, it's being built at the Mount Kent Observatory, you know, with the University of Southern Queensland, but, you know, what's the, you know, how big an undertaking is this?
It's quite a clever way of doing things on a fairly affordable budget from an astronomer's point mm-hmm. of view, from a kind of space instrumentation point of view. When you want a big telescope, the bigger the telescope, the more expensive it is. But you want a big telescope because you want to be able to gather as much light as possible. And the telescope's essentially a bucket. The bigger the bucket, the more light you can capture. Mm-hmm. Now, for the kind of observations we're doing to follow up on test targets, we don't actually need a single really big telescope. We just need to be able to gather lots and lots of light. So what we've done is instead of having one big telescope, we've bought six smaller telescopes and we've hooked them up into an array, and that's much, much cheaper. And it limits to some extent the science we can do in other fields. We couldn't go off and do faint supernovae surveys and things like that, but we've built this for one purpose.
So it's quite specialized.
It is. It's all about finding and understanding planets around other stars. And for that, what we've built is very well designed to the task. And the beauty is that TESS is observing stars that are relatively bright, which means you can do this on the kind of budget that you can get from the Australian Research Council that our partners have been able to throw in. You don't need a $1 billion observatory. You can do it with just a few million dollars, which is the kind of money you can actually get from the research councils and from our partners overseas.
In the wider context, you know, when we're looking at exoplanets, why are we so, you know, I suppose even recently, more recently so than ever, why are we so interested in exoplanets? What are we looking for? What's been the huge excitement around them?
There's a lot to that question, I think. Part of it really just comes down to our innate human longing to know, to understand. And in this case, what we're trying to understand is not just how common planets are under the stars, but we're trying to understand the narrative of our own history. We're trying to understand how common are planets like the Earth? How often do planetary systems like ours form? And it's a step on the road to that longer-term goal of trying to find out whether we're alone in the universe. All of this kind of plays together to try and categorize whether where we are is unique or whether we're just somewhere fairly typical, a backwater in our spiral arm of the galaxy.
Right, absolutely. So what are you most looking forward to personally, you know, with Minerva, with TESS, and the realm of exoplanets?
I'm just looking forward to the future of it, really. It's one of these things where every year that I've been working in this field feels like we're on the brink of the next great discovery, that we're in this really exciting place. And I still feel like that because the next discovery is always really exciting, really cool. For me to actually be involved, however peripherally, with TESS is just really thrilling. You know, here's this multi-million dollar spacecraft that NASA have put up there that is doing this great work, and we here in rural southeast Queensland get to chip into that. That's kind of a buzz. But longer term, I think we're pushing towards a point where we'll actually start finding planets that are properly like the Earth, and we haven't quite got there yet. We've probably found planets that are like Venus, but we've not quite got over that barrier and really found something Earth-like. And I think that's the kind of thing we're going to see in the next 5 to 10 years, which puts us in the right place for the next generation of telescopes to try and learn something more about them.